in Bartlett Park, just south of downtown. Some friends from St. Petersburg College have just gone off work and meet up with several police officers. They're all walking house to house, knocking on doors.
Hi, this is Nikki from my Not My Son campaign.
Armed with a collection of yard signs and postcards, this canvassing effort is part of a summer-long safety campaign directed at young black men and their families. Nikki Hall grew up in St. Pete, so did her colleagues. That's why they're all here tonight.
We just want to ask you to take this pledge. There's a parent pledge on the front and a youth on the back. Keep your eyes and ears out so we can keep everybody safe.
All right.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Not My Son is part of a nationwide effort called My Brother's Keeper, launched by former President Obama in 2014. Kenny Irby, St. Pete's Community Intervention Director, is also part of tonight's walk. He says the focus is keeping young African-American men safe and out of trouble. It concentrates on three key areas.
The need for educational assistance, job readiness, and also the great need for mentoring and enrichment.
Last year, the city committed $1 million to Not My Son and a program called Cohorts of Champions. Today, almost 100 young men, aged 12 to 24, are enrolled in the year-long program. But city officials acknowledge this isn't enough. Even so, St. Petersburg Police Chief Anthony Holloway says things are getting better.
Last year, we reported that crime is down 10%. That's the lowest ever been in the past 5 years, and violent crime is down 7%.
There is less gun violence following the 7 murders of 2 years ago, but young men are still dying. 2 were shot to death earlier this year. Holloway, who joined the canvas with a group from St. Petersburg College, says lasting change won't happen until the community changes too, and that includes his own department.
We have to get out of our cars and reintroduce ourselves to the community, let the community know that we're not there to occupy, and we all want the same thing, to get rid of that criminal element out of our community. But the only way we can do that is what we're doing tonight, working together.
Hey! How are you doing today?
All right.
We're just pledging to keep the community safe this summer.
I'll put the pledge card right here for you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The people walking this summer know it's tough for kids from poor neighborhoods to completely escape violence. That's why Pastor Cherie Daniels of Kingdom Restoration Worship Center joined the campus.
We're here as watchmen, as gatekeepers. We want our children, as well as the families, to know that we have not forgotten about you.
So, like the campaign's pledge cards suggest, parents should know who their kids' friends are and monitor their social media. But Kenny Irby, the city's community intervention specialist and a pastor himself, says what will really make a difference is if more men step up.
Because the truth of the matter is, the harvest is plenteous and the laborers are few. I have far more boys seeking and needing service and mentors than I have men who are willing to invest the time and make that kind of commitment.
As the group from St. Petersburg College continues to knock on doors, one is opened by a young man in his early 20s who just happens to be home on a Friday night.
We work at Midtown, the big building, St. Petersburg College. Uh-huh. Come see us.
All right.
You and all your friends. Bring them all.
With the sun about to set, the group calls it a night. But Irby says the memory of 7 murdered young men will bring Not My Son back again next week.
And if we can collectively get the community to start to say, we're not going to see the blood of another son of St. Petersburg running in the street, then we'll know we've made a difference.
And for this community of walkers, that blood doesn't have to be their own to say, Not My Son. I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF, 89.7 News.